A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. ruled that the government may not subsidize Obamacare policies unless they were purchased from state-run insurance exchanges. Florida and 35 other states refused to set up those exchanges and sent their citizens to buy on the federal exchange. The D.C. court, following a strict reading of the Affordable Care Act, said those subsidies were illegal. University of Miami health policy professor Stephen Ullman believes 800,000 state residents could be in trouble.
We are the state that has the highest participation of people buying into the federal exchanges. We had nearly a million people buy in. About 20% of those individuals did not need the subsidy, but 80% did. These are people who would now see the rate of their health insurance effectively go up.
But a same-day ruling from a Virginia appeals court was exactly opposite. Those judges ruled that the obvious intent of the law trumped the nature of the exchanges. Ullman agrees.
Congress did intend that people have access to insurance to provide comprehensive health insurance throughout the country to move toward universal health care coverage.
If appeals don't reconcile the two court rulings, the cases will go to the U.S. Supreme Court. A resolution may be nearly a year away. Nothing will change in the meantime, but health experts worry that if the D.C. court prevails, health costs will rise, and all but the very sick will drop their policies as affordable drops out of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.